I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources.
Yeah, I see many of your comments coming in, many people watching from all around the world. Good to see you all on there. So yeah, we're going to talk about facing challenges, and we've had some challenges recently, haven't we? You may have seen on Facebook about the fact that, you know, we can't be traveling like we wanted to be. We've obviously, COVID, we've been involved in this for so many, what is it, a year and a half now since it broke out? And I mean, really, who could have believed it, that this is going to go on for so long? And,
you know, ironically, the reason why it's going on for so long is that we've made such an effort to try and, you know, stem the infection rate. And so the impact of that is that consequence of it will just be drawn out over a long period of time, because really all the changes that we make are to manage the rate at which people catch the thing. I mean, we can't stop people catching it, but, you know, the government's doing all the social distancing. And the trial, Jesus is king overall. But I'm just talking politically and from man's point of view. Yes. It's all about management, really, isn't it?
It seems to be.
But that is going to just prolong it all.
Yeah. So, you know, we've had some challenges. We'll mention those in a moment. But I know many of you around the world have got, you know, in the thick of COVID restrictions and all the rest of it, when we thought we'd be out of it by now, didn't we? So, and I think one thing that I realized is that actually it's been very traumatic for a lot of people. And we did our Manchester event recently, just the weekend before last. Hi to everybody who joined us, whether it was online or in person at the Manchester event. It was so good to have
you. I mean, that was a miracle, just that we managed to do the event. I think that was a real miracle.
We'd like postponed it twice.
You know, this was, these challenges are real, and we'd postponed it twice. And even a month out, we were seriously and prayerfully thinking, should we go ahead?
Well, there were so many restrictions still coming in, and but thankfully some of them lifted right before, didn't they? And some of you even managed to get there from other nations. I know there were so many of you who wanted to come, and some of you who booked to come, but then you could not get flights, you couldn't get into the country, and it was really difficult. And
isn't it, it's just best to jump in and just go for
we
it.
We just
anyway.
Thought, let's do it. We can't put it off any longer. Exactly. We'll do it. So we did it, and we were so glad we did. I mean, that was challenging, you know, not only because not everybody could get there that wanted to be there. And we really missed you, the ones of you who wanted to be there and couldn't make it.
Yes.
I know you were with us in spirit, and so much happened online as well. Those many of you were watching live streams.
It sounded like the live streamers were having a ball.
It did. They were having, they were getting words for each other. There was a lot of ministry going on online with our team.
Because we had Stu and Romany were just managing that. Yeah. And there was ministry going on the live stream.
Yeah. But one thing I really found tough was when we were in a venue we'd not been in before, and for one thing it was dark in there, and I just had the bright lights really on the stage. Bright lights on the face, so when I'm trying to speak, and I was doing like a Thursday night meeting, I couldn't see anybody apart from just people's silhouettes, just the shape of their heads. And I gotta say, it was tough, and I don't think I'd quite I wasn't expecting the consequence of all the COVID and the lockdown stuff had such an impact on people, I think. And I didn't realize that so many people would be traumatized throughout the whole COVID, and all the, whether it's losing loved ones or loss of jobs or having to be, you know, locked down with a family that you're not used to being with all the time, 24/7.
And if people have a weakness and a tendency to be fearful or anxious.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things COVID's doing, it's just kind of accelerating or just amplifying those things. A lot of challenges around spiritually, of course, mental health issues, of course, and isolation. And it's all kind of rolling into
all
one,
sorts
isn't
of stuff
it?
So going on.
I think we've yet to see what the consequences of all that are going to be. I mean, the government's thing is to keep people safe. You know, there's an aspect to that that is very laudable, but there's always a trade-off.
It has a big knock-on.
There's a trade-off, isn't there?
Yeah. And I think what we found in our Manchester event, when we started on the Thursday night, I was just, I guess, not prepared for the full sort of weight of the fear and anxiety coming from the enemy putting that on people in the room.
Yeah.
And there were some people there that were getting really angry. And there was a lot, like, it was just really different to what we've done before. And I was, you know, we called it a miracle night. And I was normally, when we do any meetings, wherever I go, normally miracles pop like that. They just pop without me even having to do anything. People get healed, people getting saved, demons are leaving. And when we started our miracle night at our event, it just felt like there was a big, like a, I don't know, dampener on everything, like a wall that we were hitting. And I was like, Holy Spirit, what's going on? And what I realized was, you know, we've been talking about just the weight of coming out of the COVID stuff and people maybe being disappointed or disillusioned and fearful and angry and all sorts of things going on. And people just being desperate, you know, and wanting God. And but we pressed through. And also what was amazing about the event was it wasn't just so much about physical healings, but it was about emotional healing and deliverance from demons and mental healing, people getting healed. There's so much stuff, but things you couldn't see on the outside. And the next morning, I started off in the morning, didn't I, Friday morning, and the Lord obviously knew what was going to go on because he'd prepared me and he'd said Friday morning, he would give me all these scriptures just to preach on. And it was like I was just speaking the word of God out for a whole hour, which I don't normally do that just back to back, do I? But he told me to do that. And as I was doing that, things were breaking. And somebody actually messaged in.
Let me read it.
You read it.
My absolute favorite part of the event must be when Alice read out from the scriptures. She demonstrated spiritual warfare so beautifully by doing this. And I could sense a change in the atmosphere after she was done. So you really broke something.
Yes, and it was the word of God that did that. And just speaking it out, prophesying it out, and talking about the scriptures I read out were all about Jesus' death on the cross, the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection and the blood of Jesus, and how we died with him and we were crucified with him and we've been raised together with him, and just what power is available to us and how we can be living in the fullness of that. And I'm like, Satan is a liar, and I'm going for it, aren't I? And as I'm doing that, you can feel things lifting off people. And you were then speaking next, weren't you? And just all the stuff you were bringing about, you know, about how your mind works and spirit, soul and body.
About the challenge of the faith life. And this is very much part of the Christian walk, isn't it? That often that we are presented with two realities, if you like. Well, probably more than two, but, you know, you have the spiritual, the truth of the scripture, the reality that we know is the true reality of God. But then, of course, we have our experience and all the other things that are coming at us, the realities that are presented to us by the media and by social media and Facebook and our own experience. And the challenge is, isn't it, just to not allow those other realities to become more true, if you like, than the truth of Scripture.
That's right.
A faith walk is actually a walk of choices all the time.
It is.
And that's part of our battle, isn't it?
And it can be so tough. And we know that many of you are, not only, you know, we've been talking about the difficulties and challenges through the COVID era that we've had, but before that, some of you have had stuff going on for years and years. And we met a lady at our event. And I mean, first of all, you know, I was saying about the Thursday evening when I was speaking was challenging. Well, this woman was there and she sat right at the front with her son. And you might be watching now, so I'm going to give you a shout out. But her son, who is 10 years old, but a big 10, like probably nearly as tall as me, like a big 10-year-old.
Big lad.
And he has been diagnosed as autistic, and he'd never spoken all his life. He was 10 years old at our Manchester event, never spoken, couldn't say a word. He would just shriek and sort of scream. And he did that all the way through Thursday night in our meeting. And it was really difficult to try and speak while he was doing that. And it was very hard for me to speak. But also He had a belt. He was always holding a leather belt that he would, you know, steal from one of his family members, we were told later. And he would just be gnawing on that belt, and he would kept coming up on the stage, and nobody could really do much with him. And it was really, really challenging. Yeah. But one of the amazing things is that, you know, the next morning, the other thing was that the next morning, as I'm reading out all these scriptures, they're sitting at the back at this point, but he's still shrieking and like making this shrieky, screamy noise. And I was like, I'm really sorry, but you're going to have to leave the room because I can't, nobody can focus. I felt so bad. And after I'd spoken, you were speaking, I went out to the foyer area and I spoke to the woman, to the mother, and I just held her hands and I said, my heart goes out to you. And I prayed with her and I said, right, I want to pray for your son now. So they had to come and manhandle him to get him there because he was just, he wouldn't sit still. He couldn't move, you know, he wouldn't sit on a chair. And holding him down, I prayed and we prayed together and I took this, I had to wrestle with him to get the belt off him, but I felt like I was supposed to get this belt off him. So I'm wrestling to get this belt off him. And I said, in the name of Jesus, peace come to you. And those demons leave and the mute spirit leave him in Jesus' name. I legged it back into the room to go while you were speaking. Anyway, complete transformation. He is like a different boy. And what was incredible was on the last day, on the Saturday evening, I didn't have time to really do much preaching because one after another, testimonies were coming up to the front. People were sharing what had happened to them throughout the event. One was the lady comes up with her 10-year-old son, beaming. She'd got healed physically as well.
Yeah.
She'd had something she was healed from,
yeah,
which is a complete change for her life. And not only that, but she said, look at him, he's like a different boy. He wasn't holding onto a belt. He gave me a hug. She said, he's peaceful. He's sitting quiet. He'd sat through the whole thing quietly. We hadn't heard a peep from him. Yeah. Not only that, she said, the best thing is, he said, he's never spoken all his life. And he started to say, he said, mama, he said, dada. And now she tells us he's saying baby. He's pointing to babies. It's like he's...
This is since the event.
Since the event now. At the event, he said, mama and dada. Since the event, he started to say other words. And she's written something in. Can you find that? Just down a little
bit. Oh, yes. I am the mummy.
She sent this afterwards.
I am the mummy who testified about her son being set free from the spirit of autism. God is wonderful. He has set my son free from every demonic attack that comes to him in the night to stop him sleeping.
Wow.
God is so great. Hansley, my son, said, a baby, which was a massive breakthrough, yeah, wasn't it?
That's another word.
Also, as says, are going by.
As the babies go by, I think she
from
means
when they walk we past. Came back from the events, everything has changed. Marital life, husband are getting on better. Alice prayed for me to carry the love of the Father. I was transformed completely. Everyone can see the change in me. All I can say is that I am in love with my husband. Our son is the most well-behaved child in my house. My face is shining. When I went back to work the following day after the events, everybody was attracted to me. They say I am glowing, which is funny because one of the themes of the conference was, to arise and shine.
We were talking about how...
To let the glory out.
Yeah, and this is what the enemy does. The Bible says he tries to blind the minds of unbelievers. And we mentioned that last month, didn't we? That we were going to talk about this at the event. The enemy tries to put unbelief over our minds and our eyes from seeing. But we were talking about that veil being removed through the blood of Jesus, the body of Jesus.
Yeah.
And us coming, you know, being revealed as his children of God, sons of God, being revealed in these days. That's you and me, and shining and glowing. So
I thank my Lord for his faithfulness. I have to also testify about me being diabetic. I have not taken my medication for 2 days.
This is the mother again.
Hopefully you'd spoke to your doctor. As I keep forgetting to take it, she forgets to take it, obviously.
Yesterday, I
checked my sugar level and it's low as 6, whereas it has never gone down to 6 or even 7 from 10 to 12. So praise the Lord. She's even seeing healing in that
She's
area.
Been healed again, this time of diabetes. She's also said after the event, she goes back to work and a woman at work basically had really bad problems with her legs from her knees all the way up to her thigh. This lady with the son, she grabs this woman's leg and prays, and tells her she needs to forgive somebody. So the woman's crying. She repents. I think she gives her life to Jesus and she gets healed. And she says she slept like a baby ever since. I mean, it's just incredible, isn't it? And that's just one woman out of the event, and just how her life and her son's life and even her husband and the rest of the family. Yeah. And
do you know what really strikes me, though, is that how sometimes the biggest challenges, because, you know, from our point of view, you know, Alice has already said it was tough. Yeah. At that meeting. And I think that obviously this lad being out of control and being noisy, yeah, it was causing distraction. It was not helping that negative atmosphere of unbelief.
That was just one of many things.
You know, it just felt like this is bad. You know,
it
was tough, but at the same time, isn't it amazing how that then becomes one of the biggest victories,
yeah,
of the whole conference.
Yeah.
And I think that's so true in so many areas of life, is that sometimes our biggest challenges, they're opportunities often. Mm. But it doesn't come easily, and it can be messy and it's challenging. Yeah. And yeah, you have to have courage.
Yeah.
You have to engage with the chaos in order to bring that.
Yeah, and it just shows we always need to be listening to the Holy Spirit. So when you're walking through challenging times, whether it's one day which is challenging, or whether it's almost feels like a lifetime, you're in a situation that you cannot get out of, you know, and it's challenging. Like that woman with her son had that for 10 years since he was born. Yeah. She's had to, their family have had to walk through that day after day and can't get out of it, apart from Jesus, of course. And sometimes you find that it's just at the right time comes, and when the Lord will move. And, you know, Jesus, he's accomplished everything. He's already done it 2,000 years ago, hasn't he? He gave his life for us, that we can be set free and healed and forgiven and have eternal life through him, be united with him and be part of his family. He's already done that, so we can receive all those things. But sometimes he allows us to go through things, doesn't he? Because he wants, either we need to change or something just needs to line up.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing at the moment is a lot of things actually coming into alignment, things lining up one after another very quickly. So we want to encourage you just to keep going. And, you know, what I find is that what you've overcome in your life in the past, whether you've seen a full breakthrough or not, but you've overcome it because you've walked through it and you've kept your heart sweet and you've kept, you know, being forgiving others and following the Lord and all those things. What you've overcome in the past can become your weapon for your future, your weapon to use for your future.
Yeah.
And will really help you as you really go for the things of God and use it as a weapon against the enemy.
Yeah.
It can be really powerful. I can see many of you watching. It's good to see you. I'm not going to call out all the names. There's so many on here. But, it's just really good to have you all following us. And just to remind you that after this, in about half an hour's time, we're going to be live on our portal on spiritlifestyle.com answering your questions. So we kind of do these back to back, don't we? Yeah. We'll have a little break in between for
It's always good to hear people's questions. Portal, isn't it?
And I think I was thinking about, you know, Joseph in we're reading about Genesis 50, where he says, he's saying, you know, what you meant for harm and what the enemy meant for harm, God will use it for good. And I think I wrote it down somewhere, the actual scripture says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." And, you know, we've had quite a few challenges recently. One of them is the fact that we were supposed to be going to the States, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we're supposed to be flying out to the States. But America is really seeing, many of you there from America, seeing, you know, the COVID rate rising, restrictions coming back in place, a lot of people not actually coming out to things, but a lot of events are closing or, you know, being postponed. And the US still has borders closed to UK travellers. So at the moment, we are unable to fly from the UK to the US. We cannot get into the country. So So, you know, you just think sometimes is that when something's happening like that, it's always important to ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, is that the devil, you know, stopping that? Is it something, wrong choices that I've made or wrong decisions I've made? Or God, is it you that is helping me? You know, we plan our goals and, you know, we plan, don't we? But actually, the Lord directs our steps. I can't remember how it goes in scripture, but it's good to plan things, but the Lord directs our steps. And if we're in Him and listening to Him, He will guide us, and He will even use the things that the enemy is meant for harm, and He'll use them for good. And what we've decided, and what the Lord's been showing us, is, you know, we've just had to take this decision. We can't go to the States. So we're so upset about that, like so disappointed. Many of you were coming out to see us, and we were going to go on tour and everything, and we can't do that at the moment. So we've postponed. So if you did sign up for the US event, don't worry, we are going to come over at some point when we can, and you will see us. But for now, we can't. But what the Lord's been talking to us about just very recently is starting up our cafes again, which is pretty mind-blowing because, you know, He years and years ago, a good few years ago, maybe 6 years ago now, we closed our shop, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And he asked us to close the shop, the cafe, and we've been obedient and we've been following Him, and it was really, really tough. And yet just recently he said, okay, it's time to open cafes. We're like, oh, I didn't know we were going to be doing that. So I've decided, me and Ruth, who's our business manager, we're going for it. And we're going to start up cafes. We're going to start in the UK because we can't travel anywhere else at the moment. So we're going to think, we just thought, right, we're going to start where we are. And we want to really go for it with cafes, miracle cafes like we had before, but just on a bigger scale. So not just one or two, but we want them all over the UK, all over the world. So no matter where you live in the world, if you're interested in being involved in that, please do let us know. If you go to spiritlifestyle.com, use the contact form, because that will come to me. If you send in a message and say, I want to be a manager of one of your cafes, or I want to volunteer, or I've got a building that could be used as a cafe, or I want to sow financially, you can do that as well. We need the money because we're starting with nothing, as we always do. When the Lord calls us, it's usually we do everything by faith. So if you want to partner with us and help us pay the rent or give us a building or whatever, we need that help. And we need lots of prayer as well. So please do get involved. We would love to have you. We want these to see these springing up all around the world. So
just a little vision.
Little vision. Yeah. And, you know, we've got classes. We have weekly classes. Many of you are involved in the classes. We need more coaches running the classes. We want more people to join the classes, and we'd love the classes to be, you know, located in the cafes. So at the moment we've got some local classes, we've got some online in lots of different countries. So get involved in those as well. Just go to spiritlifestyle.com if you want to contact us or see what we're doing. Everything's on there. So seeing all you, looking at all your comments coming in there. We're going to pray for you all in a moment.
It was a fantastic conference. It was a bit challenging.
But we're talking about our Manchester event for those of you who are just joining us.
It was wonderful to have James and Rebecca and Prayer Storm joining
really
us.
Good.
And we realised, this was really a God thing, that it was just going to be a great combination of ministries. Between the two of us, Spirit Lifestyle Ministry, really focusing on cultivating the gifts of the Holy Spirit and outreach, and Prayer Storm, who really focus on worship and intercession. Yeah. So, you know, the word that James brought on
that was great,
Friday
wasn't it?
Evening
was
just so wonderful.
Good response to that, yeah.
And our team did a great job, really largely boiling down to about three families that were helping to run this conference. And it was like we've been doing it forever, wasn't it?
it was
just so smooth.
We worked together really well.
Everybody did such a great job. And we so appreciate everybody that came out to the conference.
We do.
And thank you so much for your feedback as well, because that's such a blessing. It's very difficult. You put something together like that, but God just is doing something so unique and individual and specific with each individual. Yeah. And there's no way that we can know what's going on with everybody. We tend to, you know, Alice has already shared just one story from many, because obviously that had its own uniqueness. But thank you so much for your feedback, because it's great to hear.
It is. So if you were attending the event in person or on live stream, please do fill out the feedback forms. We read them all, and we love to hear any comments, any testimonies. And it was really good about the event as well was meeting so many of you, and particularly our members and our coaches who we got working, didn't we? We got them out the front and prophesying over people, giving them words and praying. And
yeah, listen to this one.
Go on.
I am still in awe of the event. I feel I've been set free, as I feel much more positive since I came to the event.
Wow.
That's what we were going for. I feel totally new. The event exceeded my expectations. I am a new creature and a new creation. That is exactly the message that were hoping would be caught.
What we found was on the, I think it was the Friday, as you know, we were sharing scriptures and we were teaching, and suddenly we were, you know, I don't know, people, I can't remember what we were doing at the time, but we were praying and speaking, and then demons started really leaving. Like lots of demons left with lots of screaming going on in the room, wasn't it?
It was Deliverance Day. Friday was Deliverance Day.
It just seemed to be. So we'd had the tough Thursday evening where it was like a blockage and all these, it was always like, you know, demonic stuff in the room. And then Friday, so many people got free. And then coming out and testifying Saturday evening, people's face, I couldn't believe the difference in people's faces, glowing and freedom.
I don't remember ever experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit so heavy for so long.
Oh, yeah, that was another comment we got, the feedback. Yeah. And it was so powerful. We just want to encourage you, you know, we were just saying that it started, we had some challenges to start with, but we pushed through. And that's just an example of life. Challenges will come and they will come, and then you'll have a season where it's not so difficult, and then the challenges will come again. And that's, you know, it's almost like sometimes you feel like one day when I get my breakthrough, everything's going to be fine. It's going to be great. I'm going to get healed. I'm going to get a husband. I'm going to get some money or whatever it might be that you're really contending for. But what you'll find is, yeah, that's great when that happens, but there's always going to be something. It's like you never arrive, because we're on a journey. And what we need to do is really, instead of focusing on the things that we really want and going after them, you know, as in prayer requests type thing, focus on Jesus, go after him with all your heart. And like he says, well, the Apostle Paul says, follow the way of love in 1 Corinthians 14.
Yeah.
Follow the way of love. And just everywhere you go.
Or seek first the kingdom.
And seek first the kingdom. Yeah. It's another scripture. Jesus says, and all these things will be added to you. As you really go after God with all your heart and you fall in love with him and focus on him and everything and love other people too, and demonstrate God's love to them, you will very often find that the thing you've been really seeking after and needing breakthrough in your life will just happen, won't it? Without you having to.
And really, you might not even notice that much because you're preoccupied.
Yeah. And I think that's quite a good lesson to be learned, really.
You know, isn't it? Your focus is elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it
is, it's really follow that way of love. Let, you know, God is love. Let him fill your heart. In fact, right now there's somebody watching and you're feeling sort of, I don't know, it's anger or bitterness or there's something, it's really closed you down. It's like your heart, not like your spiritual heart, you know, your soul is like being closed down, and you just feel it's heavy and you're sort of angry and bitter and you don't know what to do about it. And right now God is giving you the opportunity to really follow him with all your heart, and it's going to change your life. So if that's you, just pray out and just say, God, forgive me for making wrong choices or coming into agreement with the enemy or getting into all this bitterness and anger and all the rest of it. And Lord, I ask that you would just come with your Holy Spirit. In fact, I pray for you right now as you do that Jesus, that you would by your spirit, that those people that are watching right now that feel like that, that you would just go in and just free their heart, just free them from all that demonic stuff and the anger and the hatred and the bitterness and the pain in their heart, Lord, that it would just go right now. And we release the power of the Holy Spirit for you through Jesus and what he's done on the cross. So just, if you haven't actually given your life to Jesus yet, just say, Jesus, come into my life. Come and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I give my life to you. I want to be a new person, a new creation. That's what the Bible says, isn't it?
Yes.
And just message us on here. Just comment if that's you, or go on to spiritlifestyle.com and send us a message on there to say that you've done that. And let us know what happens.
The Lord's given me the name Maria, which I know is a fairly common name, but I don't actually know any Marias, I don't think. So it's not common to me. But just have an impression that the Lord is really working in your life at the moment, and it's all good, that you are just having fresh encounters, of fresh revelations of him, who he is in your life, and the power of the Holy Spirit and his love, and you're just really a little bit overwhelmed, and I'm just so excited for what God's doing in your life. And I just want to continue to speak blessing on you as you open up your heart to receive more and more of what he is revealing to you. Don't be too hasty to rush out of that either. Just continue to just enjoy the sweetness of those. It's quite intimate. It's in your devotional times and just your lifestyle, but Holy Spirit's going to start revealing things to you supernaturally, very gently, and he's going to guide you words of knowledge, and just take it one step at a time. But I just encourage you. The Lord's so pleased with you and the way that you're dealing with relationships, and particularly your relationship with him. But just really continue to enjoy that.
Wow, in Jesus' name. That's great. Thank you, Lord. So, and just if you're watching this, if you could comment, we've said before, I don't know if you caught it, but if you don't comment on our posts, it doesn't show in your newsfeed when we post things. So please do comment and share this as well to as many people as you can. Get the message out there about Jesus and what he's doing in these days. And I think, you know, we're talking about challenging times, and what we're finding right now, we believe, is that we've entered the promised land, which is pretty amazing. That we have, I brought a word out just a few years back about this is really a time, a season where we're stepping into the promises of God, like going into, like the Israelites went into the promised land. But you know what? When you go into the promised land, if you look at the Bible and what they had to do, it was actually, it wasn't a time for sitting around and going, oh, look, we've got all our promises now. And this is what I was just talking about before. You will find that you're on a journey. So we've entered the promised land, but actually, the Israelites had to fight to take that land, didn't they?
It's all about inheritance.
It's time for us to take our inheritance. And this is what we're talking about at the event. It's like, I am so passionate about people removing the veil from people so they can see and know and understand just what is our inheritance through Jesus and what he accomplished.
Yeah.
And to start living in it, the fullness of it, you know, of he's conquered sin, he's conquered death, he's conquered sickness. And we can live in the fullness of that and then carry that, his kingdom, everywhere that we go. And so we're on the offensive. We're not on the defensive anymore. We're going for it. It's not about fighting just to stay alive or to stay standing. But this is the season we're in, is we're taking the promised land now. We're in the promised land. We are taking it. So if you want to inherit your promises that God has given to you, whether it's personal ones or generally as a child of God, you need to fight. And this is a time that we are on the offensive with our sword of the spirit, and we're going for it.
I think that's right. I think that the first trick that the devil plays is actually to persuade you that you are on the defensive and you are the embattled army surrounded by, you know, the enemy hordes. And that's that's a complete lie.
It's a lie.
The scripture is that the gates of hell will not prevail against our onslaught. Yeah. The onslaught as we move in to take our inheritance.
I mean, the gates of hell, gates do not attack you, do they?
No. It's the enemy that is the embattled one.
But he's scared of you. When Absolutely. You know who you really are in Jesus, he's so scared of you.
Yeah.
So it's a time for us to rise up and to be on the offensive. And when we're talking about battling, you know, it's almost like quite often the Lord speaks to me about Gideon, and he was just a small army. He had a small army, 300, wasn't it? Yeah. And they shouted, they blew their horns, they whacked their little pots with flames in, let the fire out. That's showing that we have the fire in us, and we just let that out. And once we let it out, with Gideon, it threw that army, all the thousands of the enemy army, threw them into confusion, so much so that they killed each other. The enemy army killed each other.
That's so often the case.
And that's what that's
in the Old Testament stories.
That's such a picture of us.
Yeah.
That we are just, you know, we are resting in God. And as we press forward into all he's called us to do, and we let our light shine, this is what we're supposed to be doing. We unveil the glory that's within us, and we let our light shine to all men, like Jesus says, then it throws the enemy into confusion. And we are on the winning side. We are. And
well,
we
he
just
is
take
Lord,
the spoils. So.
Jesus is Lord of the breakthrough. He already broke through.
Yeah, he's already done it.
News flash. Jesus already broke through.
He's done it.
From darkness to light.
Yeah. And he is the life. And through his resurrection and through his resurrection life and power. If we're in him, we have that same resurrection life and power in us. So on that note, I think we just pray for you all.
Yeah.
And then we're about to jump over onto spiritlifestyle.com to go and do our Q&A. So please join us on there. Yeah, we've got quite a few questions coming, haven't we? What are we going to be talking about?
We've got questions about different ways that you might feel when you're praying for somebody. Is it okay to drink alcohol as a Christian? Interesting one.
Okay, we'll be answering that.
Question about different spirits, like mermaid spirit, and spiritual authority over other people, such as your husband, or your wife, or your children. I think there's questions about being a godparent as well, and about praying in the Holy Spirit. So.
Yeah, that sounds good. And so I've just noticed my internet's gone, but I think we're still live on here. It's just on my phone, maybe. Yeah, so we'll see you all very soon. Hopefully you'll join us if you're watching this live. Join us in about 20 minutes, just less than 20 minutes on spiritlifestyle.com. If you want to be involved in the cafes, doesn't matter where you live in the world, we want to have cafes in every part of the world. So miracle cafes, if you want to be involved, working in one or volunteering, or you've got premises, or you want to donate to help us, we're looking for regular financial givers or one-off amounts, go to spiritlifestyle.com, send us a message. And so we bless you. And we just pray right now for everybody that's watching, Lord. All those that are really going through challenging times right now, I pray that you would take them deeper into you, that they would just find themselves being pulled into your heart, Father God, that they would experience your love like never before through Jesus, through the power of Jesus. And we pray for healings, for miracles, whether that be in your soul, whether it's in your mind, in your emotions, whether that be physically, we release healing miracles in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And Lord, we pray for breakthrough for marriages and with finances and businesses and jobs and homes and all the different ways in relationships, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
And there's somebody right now that you've had, it was like some kind of wound to your eye or just above your eye. I just saw some kind of wound there. That's just being healed right now. In fact, quite a few people have some kind of wound, old wound or a fresh wound it's just healing up right now in the name of Jesus. So please do comment, let us know what's happening as you're watching. And we'll awesome. See you all very soon.
Yeah, brilliant.
Bless you guys. Love you all.
Bless you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Check out our website, spiritlifestyle.com, for all our latest news and training resources.